experience?
It was good, you know. I was a little nervous going out there. I had a lot of people come out to support, and I didn't really know what to expect. But, you know, it was a good experience. I wanted to go. We have so much more to play and so much more room to grow as a team. And I think today was just good for all of us, you know, getting to know each other. And when it's tough like this, you know, how we react and how we bounce back. So I think every team has to go up to this stage, and it's only the first game, and we have a lot to figure out, and I think we'll be more than fine.
And for you, there's a lot still to learn. I'm sure you're taking it as that as well.
Yeah, I think there's so much for me to learn, and just I got to make sure I know every single play by heart, and it has to be second nature to me. I have to do it as I'm running down the court, not second-guessing or thinking about the play. I just have to know it.
Is there a sense of relief now that you have the first game out of the way, you can kind of move on from there?
Yeah, there's a sense of relief just going into tonight. I didn't really know what to expect, but getting that first game out of the way, I think it's a lot of pressure off my shoulders, and I think going into tomorrow, personally, I'll do much better on the team. Everybody will bounce back. We're going to have a practice tomorrow morning and just go from there.
You got to introduce the NBA refs, too. Is that a clean block in your estimation?
I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but the guy did block. He came up to me and was like, I thought it was a clean block. So. I mean, it's all good. I'm not a ref. I don't call the calls, but you just got to play through the tough times and play through the tough calls, whether it's questionable or not. You just got to keep playing.
You're already giving the right answers there.
Yeah. How did it feel to get that first basket under your belt before?
It felt really good. You know, I couldn't find my rhythm early on, but I just stayed with it, and all the shots I took were open, and my coach told me if I'm open, just don't hesitate to shoot it. So that's what I was doing, and, you know, it came to me. I ended up scoring. But I think tomorrow's going to be a good day for all of us. It's a clean slate, fresh start, and we're glad we got this out of the way.
How helpful is it to be out there on the court with Trey, who knows what he's doing, who has experience in the NBA? How helpful is that for you and your game?
I think it's really helpful for me personally just because we're just talking to each other, and he's letting me know where to go. If I don't know where to go, he'll tell me to go to this spot, or sometimes if I do something I shouldn't have done, he'll be like, you should have done this instead. And he's able to coach me at the same time.
You faced some tough matchups tonight. How did you feel you did on the defensive end against those guys?
Defensively, I think I did really good. I rebounded well. One-on-one, I guarded the ball really good. I think there was a couple times where we got confused on our play calls on the pick-and-roll defense, and our coach reiterated that to us. So we're just going to watch film tomorrow and get better.
You being from Weber, how is it playing in front of your home crowd?
It was really good. I could hear, every time I stepped on the court, I could hear somebody yelling "Ballin' boy" or just yelling my name, trying to get my attention. So I just got to come out there and stay focused because I know being from Weber State, I got a lot of fans, and I have a great support system, and a lot of people know me. So I just got to eliminate distractions and go into the game and just be focused.
Thanks, Joe.